here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, August 4th, 2013. It's the birthday of the English Romantic poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, born in Sussex, England in 1792. His father was rich, a landed member of the aristocracy and of Parliament, and had a huge inheritance set aside for his young son. Shelley went to prestigious English schools, then to Oxford, where he eventually was expelled for writing a pamphlet called The Necessity of Atheism. His father showed up at the school to intervene on his son's behalf, and Oxford's deans gave Shelley the option of staying at the university if he recanted the views that had gotten them in trouble, but he refused to. Instead, the 19-year-old Shelley eloped to Scotland with a 16-year-old girl, the daughter of an English pub owner, and for this his father disinherited him. He spent time in England trying to get the peasants to revolt. His marriage was not a happy one, and he often traveled alone abroad to escape his wife. 3 years after his elopement, he abandoned his pregnant wife and their toddler son and ran off with Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, who would eventually become his wife, Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein. The Shelleys befriended the poet Lord Byron, and their conversations helped inspire Shelley to write prolific amounts of poetry, including Adonais, an elegy for his friend John Keats, and Prometheus Bound, a drama in verse. It's the birthday of poet Robert Hayden, born in Detroit in 1913. When he went to college, W.H. Auden was his mentor. Hayden wrote about the black experience in poems such as John Brown's Body and Middle Passage about the slave trade. But during the Black Power movement in the 1960s, he was criticized for his lack of militancy. At a writers' conference in 1966, they called him Uncle Tom. Still, he insisted on being known as a poet, not a black poet. Hayden said, "There's no such thing as black literature. There's good literature and bad, and that's all." Today is the birthday of our president, Barack Obama, born in Honolulu, Hawaii in 1961, and author of the New York Times best-selling books Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope. It's the birthday of jazz great Louis Armstrong, born in the birthplace of American jazz, New Orleans, in 1901. Louis Armstrong, who said, when asked to define jazz, "Man, if you have to ask what it is, you'll never know." And here's a poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley titled Mutability. "We are as clouds that veil the midnight moon. How restlessly they speed and gleam and quiver, streaking the darkness radiantly, yet soon night closes round and they are lost forever. Or like forgotten lyres whose dissonant strings give various response to each varying blast, whose frail frame no second motion brings, one mood or modulation like the last. We rest, a dream has power to poison sleep. We rise, one wandering thought pollutes the day. We feel, conceive or reason, laugh or weep, embrace fond woe or cast our cares away. It is the same. For, be it joy or sorrow, the path of its departure still is free. Man's yesterday may ne'er be like his morrow. Naught may endure but mutability." Mutability, a poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley, used here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time on the Writer's Almanac.